digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the fly. Your story matters. Absa.
Matera Boys teacher Gerald Atios for filling GCE exam fans. Government launches revised national healthcare standards 2026. In global news, more than 100 charity workers killed in Sudan since the start of civil war. Welcome to the Phoenix FM News at 18. My name is Constance Mazina Munza. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has sentenced a teacher at Matera Boys Secondary School to 8 years imprisonment with hard labour for stealing more than 700,000 kwacha meant for GCE examinations. Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Silva Munyina convicted Alphys Banda of theft by public servant contrary to Section 277 and 275 of the Penal Code and ordered an 8-year custodial term alongside a statutory debt repayment of 717,600 kwacha. During trial, it was heard that one receipt book was missing and relied on GCE registration forms to compute total collections of 741,720 kwacha, of which 800 kwacha was paid to the Examination Council of Zambia ECZ for two candidates and 1,000 earlier sent to the head teacher, leaving 739,920 kwacha in cash as of March 7, 2025. The funds related to 629 candidates who were anticipated to take part in GCE exams last year. Witness evidence verified by a digital forensic report showed messages and a WhatsApp post originating from the accused, admitting registration of 629 candidates and non-payment to ECZ, while a school security guard testified that on the night of March 7, 2025, the accused left the premises saying the candidates would not write exams because he had not paid for them. The court found the accused's claim that he handed the money to the head teacher on March 27, 2025 and supported by documentation and failed to produce an official witness receipt or present or present it to the police. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has convicted two women for illegal possession of elephant ivory in Kablonga, Lusaka. On 7 February 2024, officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, DNPW, apprehended Gift Sabina Sakala and Scholastica Sakala for illegal possession of elephant ivory following an investigation. The duo failed to produce any certificate of ownership or lawful authority to possess the ivory and were subsequently arrested and charged with unlawful possession of prescribed trophy contrary to Section 132A of the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. When the matter came before the court, the accused women pleaded not guilty and trial proceedings commenced. The case was later heard before Magistrate Trevor Kasanda, who convicted the two and sentenced each to 5 years imprisonment. According to a statement issued by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, the conviction shows the continued vigilance of the department in combating wildlife crime and protecting Zambia's elephant population from illegal exploitation. Acting Health Minister Cornelius Muta has emphasized that the National Healthcare Standards 2026 marks a significant step forward in strengthening healthcare regulation in Zambia, with a focus on patient safety, digital integration, and equitable access to care. Speaking at the official launch of the revised standards and subsidiary guidelines in Lusaka today, Mr. Muto has noted that the standards provide a comprehensive framework for licensing, accreditation, and continuous improvement of health facilities across the public, private and faith-based sectors, anchored in the Health Professions Act No. 17 of 2024. In a speech read for him by Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kenneth Lishimpi, Mr. Mwiswa further noted that the revised edition responds to the realities of modern healthcare delivery and added that the subsidiary guidelines provide regulatory clarity in key and emerging areas, including telehealth and digital health services. He has since urged all health facilities, practitioners, training institutions and service providers to familiarize themselves with the National Healthcare Standards 2026 and the subsidiary guidelines and to comply fully with their provisions.
The National Healthcare Standards of 2026 represent a major advancement in Zambia's efforts to strengthen healthcare regulation. Anchored in the Health Professions Act No. 7 of 2024, these standards provide a comprehensive framework for licensing, accreditation, continuous improvement of health facilities across the public, private and faith-based sector.
Meanwhile, Health Professionals Council of Zambia, HPCZ, Acting Chief Executive Office and Registrar Mutinta Msaila underscored the need for clear, modern and enforceable regulatory standards.
Zambia's health sector has experienced the emergence and expansion of new models of care, including digital and telehealth services, domiciliary and home-based care, traditional and complementary medicine, artificial intelligence applications, and increasingly complex health advertising practices. While these developments offer immense opportunity, they also demand clear, modern, and enforceable regulatory standards.
And cooperating partners, Amref Health Zambia Country Director Vivian Sakanga said the revised standards and subsidiary guidelines signal renewed commitment to quality, professionalism, accountability and collaboration. The Bloggers of Zambia has called for a formal partnership between the media and the Zambia Police Service to safeguard the country's democratic fabric. Speaking during the Northwestern Province Police Media Dialogue Forum, Bloggers of Zambia Chief Executive Officer, CEO Richard Mulonga, described the engagements as a critical milestone towards improving journalist safety, protecting freedom of expression and guaranteeing access to information. Mr. Mulonga said the media and the police are essential pillars in strengthening democracy and urged both institutions to address the tensions that often characterize their interactions in order to promote mutual understanding and informed decision-making.
The provincial dialogue forum is the first step that we do to improve the police media relations to protect freedom of expression and access to information while impacting on democracy in Zambia. And police and media, which have always been seen to be on opposite sides, must continue to find common ground and contribute to strengthening Zambia's democracy. Journalism is sometimes taken harassment, restricted access, police mobility. In addition to this, there is a need for joint planning beyond dialogue. We need a roadmap that guides police and media collaboration ahead of the August 2023 election.
Meanwhile, Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi endorsed the joint police media dialogue, saying it would help foster an independent and professional media environment.
There are also instances of skirmishes or misunderstandings involving journalists and law enforcement officers, such as the police. Therefore, this coupled with the legitimate process by the journalists to obtain and disseminate accurate information to the public may sometimes run counter to or conflict with police operations, leading to challenges between the police and journalists. One way to address such issues is to create space for dialogue between the media and the police. There is need for concerted efforts to continue developing best practices regarding interventions that protect and promote the role of the media in strengthening democratic structures, especially during electoral periods.
A Northwestern Province Press Club chairperson, Chaivu Nkoma, said the initiative would strengthen efforts to empower media